Welcome to Inside Browns Training Camp, day number 4, and it was a day of the defense. The pads were on today, a physical affair, but this defense really had its way with the Cleveland Browns offense here in Berea. 3 interceptions on the day in the team drills. Josh Aubrey, Jordan Poyer, and Justin Gilbert picked off passes today. Second day in a row for the first rounder out of Oklahoma State, who really seems to be hitting his stride out there against this offense, taking more reps with the first team, making impact plays. That interception, the team session, came in a one-on-one battle with Miles Austin, intercepting Brian Hoyer there. So Gilbert really starting to step up. The defense also had constant pressure on the offense, and really the only positive plays for the offense today came via pass interference penalties, as there was some chippiness out there, though. We did see a couple of fracases, but ultimately the offense will need to take the day off tomorrow, regroup, and try to come out strong on Thursday. Two players who have really started to step up from the second and third teams and are starting to work their way into getting time with the ones and making prominent plays are safety Jordan Poyer and cornerback Pierre Desir, the rookie from Lindenwood, and I spoke with both of them about day 4.
You know, I still feel like we got a lot to work on, obviously, but at the same time, you know, it's always good when you come down with 3 picks in 1 practice, and, you know, it was big emphasis yesterday in our meetings last night, you know, just to get more plays on the ball. And, you know, that's what happened today.
You've been very good in coverage, and this defense seems to find ways, creative ways, to get you out there. Today there was a look with 3 safeties on the field at the same time. You, Dante, and Gip getting some run with the first team. Kind of talk about this defense, your role in it, and the variations that are allowing you to thrive.
You know, it's like I say, you know, coaches are just putting guys in positions where they fit best in. And you know, Coach O'Neill, you know, he's one of the best defensive coordinators that I've ever been around. And you know, he's smart. And I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to take it all in. Whatever they want me to play on the field, you know, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to play it. And I'm going to look, you know, learn from those guys like Gibson and Whitner and just play football.
I think, you know, with the coaches, they've been helping me a lot. And, you know, I feel more comfortable in one-on-ones, and that's going from watching film with the coaches and getting help from the vets. So I feel good out there, and just out there having fun.
Certainly were. I can see the smile on your face. You're letting people know about it. 3 picks from the secondary today. How is this defense allowing you guys to make so many plays?
It puts us in the good positions. Allow the corners to play one-on-one and lock down, and allows the safeties to fly around from sideline to sideline. And it's really a group effort from up front to the secondary, and it's a defense where it allows us to make plays, and that's what we showed out today.
On the offense, there has been a bright spot the last couple of days at the running back position. While we spend a lot of our time focusing on Terrence West and Ben Tate and impressive undrafted free agent rookie Isaiah Crowell, let's not forget about Deion Lewis, number 28, the smaller player, more of a receiving back who was the star of last year's training camp in Norv Turner's offense, trying to find a role in Kyle Shanahan's, and I think he's doing that. The zone blocking scheme seems to be fitting him well. He's able to put one foot in the ground and explode up through the lanes, and I caught up with Deion to talk about his transition into this offense and coming back from last year's devastating leg injury.
It's been a long time since I had a helmet and shoulder pads on, so, you know, being back out there, I feel great, and I'm back to my old self. It was a great scheme. You know, there had a lot of great backs in the scheme that had great success, so I'm just trying to fit in and use my skills to help out in this offense. It's a whole different run scheme. It's more outside zone than we did last year. So, you know, just got to keep learning every day, getting better every day, getting used to the scheme, getting a feel for it. And after these first 4 days, you know, I feel like I'm getting it down pretty good, and I'm just getting comfortable now.
I think Deion Lewis brings something unique to this offense, and we'll see if Kyle Shanahan can find a way to utilize his skills here in 2014. That'll do it for another edition of Inside Browns Training Camp. But be sure to stick around on the site as I go one-on-one with CBS Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. We'll have the highlight zone focusing on the cornerbacks, and we already told you they had a great day in day number 4, so you certainly want to check that out, as well as Mike Pettine's press conference following day 4, which I'm sure had to bring a smile to his eyes because defense ruled the day. For all your Cleveland Browns training camp needs, be sure to keep it right here at clevelandbrowns.com.